Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, I think this is the first time in a very long time the Pony Express rides together back-to-back weeks.
Dickerson, back to back to back, isn't it?
Is it
three straight weeks?
Has it been three straight?
Thank you, Andy.
Wow, three straight weeks. So that's got to be some sort of record.
That's sort of like Mariano Rivera getting 100% of the vote. First time thing for anything.
I know, man. Yeah, and Baseball Hall of Fame vote, very topical.
Yes,
this weekend.
Yes,
very, very topical.
I just couldn't quite grasp the concept of 100% voting, and if, yeah, well, I don't know.
He's a spoiled child.
I love when the part where Larry says Kawhi Leonard, or he calls him, I don't know what he says, but he says Kawhi Leonard. It's something in there about that. Or my computer's not working.
There's Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Cowie. Does Cowie
His close friends call him Cowie.
There's Cowie Leonard.
Those who know him best have that nickname for him.
This is true. This is damn true. So
someone's got some splaining to do.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to get to.
What are we doing today? We starting off with a funeral?
No. We
did a wedding last week. Should we do a funeral today?
No. Today, are you kidding me? Today's the wedding reception with this tweet that Woj just retweeted. That Anthony Davis said that Boston is on his list.
I call...
BS?
I call shenanigans.
Why?
Because I just think that his agent, Rich Paul, got into his ear and said, listen, if they ask you about Boston, say, yeah, Boston's on my list. I'd love to play with Boston. I never said I wouldn't play in Boston. My father doesn't speak for me, blah, 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 because they want to create, obviously, as much trading frenzy as possible. It makes no sense whatsoever. None to clear out one team. It makes no sense to eliminate a team from a potential trade possibility. So I think he's saying he's obviously being told and he's saying the right thing.
You could be right.
I'm right. Mark James.
No, I
am right, sir.
You could be right. I don't know, because maybe the Kyrie thing, maybe because him and Kyrie do have a strong relationship, and maybe just after a while he reconsidered, and his dad speaking for him. His agent, Rich Paul, as you mentioned, speaking for him. Maybe now he just, you know, it could be a PR BS. It could be. Who knows? But the fact
I don't trust any of them.
Right.
They all lie. Every single one of them. Owners, general managers, players,
agents.
Every agent.
Are you sure? I thought they all tell the truth.
No. I know this is hard for you to believe.
Really?
It's really hard for you to believe. I'll tell you some other stuff off the air.
Okay.
I don't want to say it on the air.
Yep.
But people do lie. Especially
I'm Captain
agents.
Obvious.
So there's that. Anthony Davis could be back in play for the Celtics. I wouldn't exactly start to, and I got to tell you, 1 week ago when you and I did our second straight show together, mm-hmm. I was all in on Anthony Davis, and I vacillated back to the other side. I'm all not, because I don't believe that this guy would sign a long-term contract to stay here in Boston. Therefore, I don't want to give up Jason Tatum.
See, I think you would. I think
you do.
I think if
initially or after this the season played out.
Everything lies on Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie Irving stays, I think Anthony Davis is traded here, likes it here, wants to be here for at least a couple of years. I don't think he's signing five-year deal. He's doing one of the 2 years and an option deal that is all the rage in the NBA right now. But everything rests on Kyrie Irving. And if you were to ask me right now, the 16th of February, I would say to you, I'm probably 70-30 that Kyrie is out the door. I mean, especially after the words that Marcus Morris had to say last week, that team's not having fun. They went out and they won whatever it was, 5 in a row, 6 in a row, and they still weren't having fun. They obviously don't like playing with each other. There are certain guys that, yes, obviously like playing with each other, but there is certainly a divide in this organization. I can't imagine that Kyrie Irving likes that. I don't think Kyrie is necessarily enjoying himself this year. And if he has a chance to go to New York, I think he runs. If things don't improve, and they have to improve vastly, if things don't improve here, and this is no more than a first or second round exit team in the playoffs, I think he's long gone, and then that ends the dream of Anthony Davis.
Marcus Morris, after the 28-point lead that was blown last week against the Clippers, went off in his post-game rant.
It hasn't been fun for a long time, man. It hasn't been fun for a long time. No matter, you know, winning or not, you know, the attitude is, you know, it is what it is. The goal has to be to win. Bottom line, we got to play to win. That's sacrificing playing hard, that's sacrificing, you know, being a better teammate, that's sacrificing whatever it is, you know, we have to put it to the side. No one's getting traded, the trade deadline's over. We're competing for a championship, and that's how we got to approach these games. We're going to lose a draw, man. We're going to lose games, but we don't have no attitude. We don't have no toughness. We ain't having fun. You know, it's going to be a long season.
I mean, just think about it. He said that. I understand he said it coming off of a horrendous loss to the Los Angeles Clippers. Credit Doc Rivers. But before that, they had won 5 in a row. They had won something
10 out of 11.
10 of 11.
Well, actually, 10 out of 12 because they lost to the Lakers. But their only loss prior to the Lakers' loss was against Golden State.
Right. And he still is saying they weren't having fun with their winning when they're winning. Typically, winning cures everything. You have fun when you're winning. If you can't enjoy each other's company, if you can't enjoy things when you're winning, when the hell are you ever going to win? That is the ultimate in dysfunction in a team, and I don't see things changing at all.
It hasn't been fun in a long time.
How about the part?
You just won 11 out of 12.
How about the part, Eamon? Do you have the part where he goes, I just see a bunch of individuals? That part? Because that really...
It's about the loss, about the attitudes that we're playing with. You know, guys are, you know, hanging their heads. It's not fun, man. Like, it's not fun. We're not competing at a high level. You know, even though we're winning, it's still not, it's just not fun. You know, I don't see the joy in the game. I watch all these other teams on the league, guys up on the bench, they're jumping on the court, they're doing all, you know, other stuff that this look like is they enjoying, you know, their teammates' success, they're enjoying everything, and they're playing together, and they're playing to win. And when I look at us, I just see a bunch of individuals.
There it is.
You see it out of this bench. You see it out of this team. There isn't a lot of togetherness. There isn't a lot of excitement during the course of the game. There isn't a lot of excitement.
I just see a bunch of individuals.
You don't. You see guys alone. You see guys not reacting as a team.
Did you see the delayed reaction on Tuesday night when Jason Tatum went down the lane and had that thunderous dunk, and Jaylen Brown? He did get up, and he did clap, but he got a really delayed reaction, and he gave like a golf clap.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily see that. No,
okay, well, that happened, okay. And he did get up. But it's Jaylen Brown, to me, for whatever reason, I think if you ever want to see a microcosm of a guy like Jaylen Brown, go and watch the interview that he did with that very aesthetically pleasing female journalist named Taylor Rooks. And Jaylen Brown, you know, he went to shoot his shot because she's obviously an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hottest. And he went, I'm going to win 5 titles by 28. And it's like, you might not be here in the summer.
Slow your roll, Jaylen. Get to the finals first.
And here's another thing. You want to talk about Jaylen Brown, because you can say perception. How about the reality? I'm going to go with facts. Because in terms of the Celtics who passed the least, okay, Marcus Morris passes 67% of the time, Kyrie Irving 66%, Jason Tatum 62.5%. The worst on the team is Jaylen Brown at 53.9%. So He is virtually an abyss, a black hole, a ball stopper. When you give him the ball, it goes away. The offense just stops. And I think he's become a cancer on this team. And I think ultimately, when Danny does, if he does, pull a trigger on a guy like Anthony Davis, then Jaylen Brown will obviously be in that deal. And at this point, nobody has regressed more to me this season than Jaylen Brown.
I'm not going to jinx myself, but aside 6 years, I'm going to go ahead and say it's 5 or 6.
I mean, come on. Like it's just nobody has regressed more. And I think when Marcus Morris, that soundbite that he had compounded with the pushing and shoving heated argument in Miami a few weeks prior to that with the aforementioned Jaylen Brown, Jaylen Brown is the problem.
Yeah, when I look at us, I just see a bunch of individuals.
I think Jaylen Brown's one of the problems. I think Terry Rozier is another one of the problems. I think Terry Rozier thinks he is vastly superior than he really is.
Well, he believes the whole scary Terry game.
Yes, yeah. And Terry Rozier is not quite the player that he thinks he is. It's just disappointing to me because here we are, the middle of February, and you're having these issues. You're still having these issues with this team. And do you realize, Mark, how difficult it is to change the chemistry of a team post-trade deadline? Is nearly impossible.
Look at the Lakers.
You don't normally see it. But for a team that has talent, if you're screwed up the way this team is, despite winning, if you're a team that doesn't have the chemistry and has issues on the floor and off the floor, those really aren't fixable things as we're getting towards the end of February. So I don't see those things being fixed once you get to the playoffs.
Well, I disagree. I think the Celtics will hit the FU button when the playoffs come around. I think everybody, whether they're playing for their eventual free agency value or whatever, I think everybody will coalesce, galvanize, and come together by the playoffs. I actually do. And never more evident when this team, who basically, let's just say, got slapped last weekend. First by the Lakers on a Thursday night, blowing an 18-point lead. Then on Saturday night, by the Clippers when they were an 12-point favorite, and they were up by 28.
It's amazing how you just, right off the top of your head, 12-point favorite, give the spread.
Thank you. Thank
amazing.
You, Greg. And they had a 28-point lead.
I don't blame them for that loss.
And then you lose
superior
to...
superior coaching
in
that
game. Hold on.
Brad Stevens got outcoached in that game.
Well, you know, I would say, they lost to Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Jordan.
No,
the only
there.
Thing is they're not there anymore.
They're not there.
And then Tobias Harris. Oh, no, he's not there anymore.
No.
So none of those guys are there.
Mikey Moore, not there anymore.
Right. None of those guys are there. And you lost to Landry Shamet?
Good three-point shooter.
Okay, you lost to, Patrick Beverly? These are the guys who came back
Shai
and beat
Gillis,
you.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
was playing in the SEC last year for Kentucky, but then they came back. And I'll tell
that
you this.
He's got heart. That team, I watched it for obvious reasons because I'm in love with their head coach.
Right. Does your wife know this?
Yes, she's very well aware of it. She's tried to stop it, but it hasn't worked. She's just let it be. I watched that team all the time. That team has 10 times more heart than the Celtics team does. They have about a third of the talent, but they get 10 times more heart than the Celtics team does, which is disappointing.
Ultimately, when I look at this team, Greg, I it's like, who is this team? Are they the team who blew back-to-back big double-digit leads to the Lakers and Clippers? Lakers who are in the lottery? Clippers who are in the eighth spot in the West? Or are they the team who went to Philadelphia Tuesday night, and I mean smacked the Sixers, and when you talk about this, and you think that this is going to be some sort, they got Tobias Harris. They started calling them the Fantastic Five, the PH instead of the F. The Celtics, including the playoffs in the last 2 years, they're 10-2 against Philly. Since Brett Brown took over, the Celtics are 21-3 against the Sixers. That's ownership.
Well, you know why they won that game, Mark. It's obvious. How can you not understand why they won that game?
Enlighten me.
Kyrie Irving didn't play.
Oh, that's right. That's
don't you get it?
That's right.
They are such a vastly superior team.
Oh, yes.
They are a championship team without Kyrie Irving. As a matter of fact, Kyrie Irving holds them back. Don't you know that, Mark? You can't be that stupid to not know that.
Of course, because
Kyrie Irving is the ruination of everything with this Celtics team
this
year.
No, Greg, without him, they're 9-2, Greg.
Right,
without
him.
But what people
don't... They're a champion. They're better than the Warriors without Kyrie Irving.
What people don't mention, 7 of those 2 games are against lottery teams. Wow. Of those 9 wins. 7 of 9 are against lottery teams. Without Kyrie Irving versus playoff teams, they're 2-2. They're 2-2.
I kind of sort of remember games against Toronto... For one, I remember another game, I believe it was on Christmas, against the 76ers. I remember games like that where Kyrie Irving just carried all 4 other players on the court.
How about Golden State?
Carried them.
Golden State.
Kyrie Irving carried his team in those games. Without him, they lose all those games. People tend to forget about those games.
Let me just say this. For everybody out there who thinks that the Celtics are better without Kyrie Irving,
you're stupid.
You are stupid. You took the
stupid.
Words right.
You're stupid. I'm not going to mince words. You're stupid.
You are stupid. And or B, you are A, stupid, B, know nothing about basketball, C, some fair weather fan, or D, all of the above. So take your pick. But more than likely, it's A, you're just stupid. And A, because Kyrie Irving is unequivocally, incontrovertibly, the best closer in the NBA. Okay? Folks, if you want to go back and you want to see how great, if you need a reminder, a refresher, how great Kyrie Irving is. Go back to the 2016 NBA Finals Game 7 at Oracle Arena when the Warriors were going for back-to-back titles and they had just come off a 73-win season to when they broke Michael Jordan and that great 96 Bulls team record of 72 wins in a season. And watch the guy at the end of the game who hits the finals clinching three-pointer in the face of my buddy and back-to-back MVP Steph Curry's face. It was Kyrie Irving. He's the best closer in the game. And again, I cannot say this enough. If you think the Celtics are better without Kyrie Irving, you're just stupid. You know nothing about basketball. Because Kyrie Irving, and why do you think this weekend that Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens have already, because they know how bad Kyrie wants to play tomorrow night. They know, they've already opened it. They don't care. They're like, Kyrie's going to do right now.
Which is smart, by the way.
Literally and figuratively, Kyrie Irving, let's be real, Greg, literally and figuratively, has the Celtics by the balls.
You kiss his tuchus.
Yes.
You just say, hey,
yeah.
If you're healthy enough,
yeah,
you play.
Yep.
You do what you want to do. That is the NBA way. It would be stupid. Danny and Stevens and Wick and the whole lot of them, they would be stupid if they tried to play hardball or be hard asses towards Kyrie Irving. It's not the way it works in the NBA.
It's not.
In the NBA, you kiss the behinds of the superstars, especially the superstars that kind of hold the future of your team in the palms of their hands.
And they absolutely do. Oh, by the way, in response to what Marcus Morris said in his post-game tirade after the Clippers' loss on Saturday night, we will hear Kyrie Irving's rebuttal on that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready. It's Dick and James, Greg Dickerson and Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, pretty successful. Obviously not as successful as we would like to be. But, you know, that's just overall the attitude that you have to have in order to win this league. You know, enjoy the regular season. You know, have fun and
at the end of the day, you know, I've also played another, you know, when I was in Cleveland in my beginning years, like, it wasn't fun every single day. Like, things happen within the locker room, and you just got to move on. And, you know, the maturity of young players understanding that, you know, it's just part of the business, just really figuring out, like, how powerful words are and what they mean to me. And honestly, nobody could tell me who I'm going to be anyway. So once I started believing that, all this just became a lot easier. So there's some truth in terms of our team, but the understanding of just the overall big picture is the only thing that matters when it comes to these, you know, NBA locker rooms and setting goals for yourself.
All right, so that was Kyrie Irving in response to Marcus Morris and what he had to say last week. I actually, the only thing, and I loved what Marcus Morris said after the game because someone needed to say it, and he said it on public record for the whole world to see and hear. The only thing is, Greg, that game, he kind of sucked. And he kind of was the reason, one of the many reasons. He was part of the problem, not the solution that night that they blew the 28-point lead. So if, you know, the pot, go ahead and meet the kettle.
I still like the fact that he said it.
I do too.
I don't think he was pointing fingers because of the loss. I don't think he was talking about that particular loss. I think he was talking about a trend that has been season long. It wasn't about one game. He's not pointing fingers about that one loss.
617-779-7937 to get in your thoughts on that. And if you missed it, there was a tweet that came out that Adrian Wojnarowski retweeted that Anthony Davis said that Boston is not off his list. They are on his list. Take it for what it's worth. Shocking. Could it be agent speak? Could it be, you know, PRBS? I don't know. But
yes, yes, and yes.
I'm trying to get the locals here fired up for it because it's, you know. But I will say this. If Danny Ainge and Wick are able to convince Kyrie to stay, and I'm hoping that he would lean, but I don't think it's 70-30 he's leaving, but I would say about 60-40 he's leaving, that if they are able to convince him to stay, that is the ultimate domino that could have an effect to acquire someone like Anthony Davis. Oh, by the way, Dell Demps was fired yesterday, yep. And Danny Ferry is now the new interim GM.
Yep.
So former Hawks GM, also was in the front office with the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the day. Former Duke All-American, NBA player Danny Ferry. I don't know if he'll be the full-time GM, but he's there right now. I don't know how that changes things between Danny Ainge and the New Orleans Pelicans, but there's that on that front. I will say this, though. The Celtics have 24 games left. They're 37-21. So, Greg, whatever they're going to fix, they need to fix this ASAP.
I don't think it's fixable. I think they'll win their fair share of games. Maybe they'll get up to fourth in the standings. But I think the overall negative attitude within the team, the dysfunction within the team, like I said, it's after the All-Star break. We're closing in on the end of February pretty soon. I don't think that those types of issues are not fixable at this time of year.
Wow.
And I also look and I see, despite what happened with Philadelphia, I look at the top three teams in the Eastern Conference and I think they're all better than you right
they
now.
They are. Well, they all improved too.
Right.
I mean, Milwaukee got Mirotić. You know, other guys like Brogdon have stepped up. Toronto got Gasol. They also got a guy in the offseason by the name of Kawhi Leonard, or Cowie Leonard, as Larry Johnson likes to call him.
I got to pick on Portland.
No, I'm not. You know,
man of the cloth, religious man.
I know.
You got to go to hell for that. You know that?
Yeah. Well, Greg, I'm going to
be on your way anyway.
I was on my way anyway. I got the fast pass. Don't worry about it. I'm on my fast pass. And Philadelphia, the only thing is Philly's improved, but the Celtics still own them.
I can't figure that one out. I for the life of me, I can't figure out.
Especially Tuesday night at home.
Has their number.
Can I tell you this? I bet against the Celtics on Tuesday night because they were without Kyrie Irving.
You lost?
Yeah. Yes.
Get the F out of here.
No, I did. I took the Sixers -5.5.
Hey, man, did you hear that? He lost the bet.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
No,
and he
I
admitted
did.
To it.
I did.
Mark James always got the locks.
Thank you very much. He always wins.
No.
Mark James never loses. Just ask him.
I fell for it, and I'm like, oh, this Philly team's going to blow out this Celtics Tuesday night. They're coming off back-to-back losses at home. This is a chance for Philly to make a statement. And then Philly got
people
waxed.
Don't hate you enough. Now you're telling them that you bet against their hometown team.
Well, you picked the Chargers, Chiefs, and Rams.
Yeah, but that was an opinion. I wasn't betting. I didn't put money out there. I just thought that San Diego or LA was the better team.
Yeah, well, they were San Diego that day. But here's the thing, Greg. When it comes to business, betting is business. You take your heart out the.
I don't bet on whenever I'm in Vegas. I never bet against the hometown team. So like if I'm in Vegas during the summer, and I see a Red Sox game and say it's Red Sox and Detroit, and I love the pitching matchup for Detroit, I don't bet the game because I don't want to bet against the Red Sox. I don't like doing it.
Well, then I
find other games.
That's a loser mentality. That's a loser mentality.
Well, I've been called a loser plenty of times in my life, so I'm all right with that. I'm comfortable with it.
All right,
what do you call the sharp? Are you a sharp?
I'm a sharp.
Okay, I'm not a sharp.
Yeah, I'm a sharp. Mark,
I'm just a regular old gambler who likes to have a little fun.
You did. I gotta give
every so often make some money. Hopefully,
I gotta give you credit though. You did hit a 14 $1,000 parlay during the season.
I did.
So that was. I mean, that was pretty good. And I was rooting for you, despite the fact that you root against me when
Blind squirrel finds a nut every so often. You know
fair
what I'm
enough.
Saying?
All right. Celtics, better with or without Kyrie Irving? 617-779-7937. Another thing I want to tell you,
this,
Greg, is that a guy like Kyrie Irving, and I think here's why his team resents him. They respect and admire the hell out of his talent and ability. But I think his personality does not coexist with the guys in the locker room.
Well, he's not a good leader.
That's it.
He doesn't know how to lead.
He doesn't know how to lead.
It's not his strength. I think he's trying to be a better leader. He's trying to work at it. But some guys are born to lead. Some guys are able to learn how to be a leader. He's not one of those guys. I don't know if he'll ever be able to develop into a leader. And I think that's the issue between the young guys and him. As much as I loved the stuff that he said after, I think, the Miami game a month ago, as much as I loved it as a media person because it was great fodder and it was great talk show stuff, in that sort of situation, keep your mouth shut. Because obviously, as he's talking, you know who he's talking about. He's denigrating and knocking down the younger players on his team. There's a better way to go about it if you are a true good leader of a professional sports team.
Kevin in New Hampshire leads us off today. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Kevin.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just want to. I really don't understand why you guys dismiss and poo-poo the idea of a star player potentially not fitting within a system. It's such a loser's mentality that you bring to this market.
Are the Celtics a better? I'll ask a simple question: are the Celtics a better team without Kyrie Irving?
That's not the argument.
Well, that is the question.
Yeah,
you can argue with me. We'll keep you on. We'll argue. We'll go through the whole thing. I just wanted to get a simple answer. Are the Celtics a better team without Kyrie Irving?
No, they're not.
Okay.
That's all my argument is.
But the real question is whether or not building around Kyrie Irving is a smart decision. That's really what it all comes down
to. I don't disagree with Kevin. Maybe he's not the right superstar for this team. I will give you that.
But I would argue, though, that's really what is driving this whole 9-2, 10-2 conversation. Is building around Kyrie Irving a smart thing? See, for me, the longest time I've said to myself, why would a star player like Kyrie not be emphatic about playing with Boston? Why would the Celtics let this guy go and play the All-Star game? You know what I realized? The Celtics are not the Patriots. They're great talent evaluators. and so forth, but they're just not on that level. They don't have that organizational culture yet. I mean, look at this guy going to the All-Star game tomorrow. It's a disgrace. I'm embarrassed for this city, and I'm embarrassed for anybody that defends him going to that All-Star game.
Why is it a disgrace?
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why is it a disgrace?
If he's healthy now, healthy enough to play, why is it a disgrace?
So he was not healthy a few days ago and is suddenly 110% now. If Kyrie Irving here right now is to win a championship and to have a nice second half run and see what happens, he should be doing everything in his power to put himself in a position to be healthy for the rest of the year.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Going to go dance around in the All-Star game throwing lobs with LeBron James. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, Kevin, there's not a lot of energy put out in an All-Star game, and I would pretty much guarantee on Sunday he'll play 10 or 12 very, very light minutes.
Okay, time out.
Yeah.
You realize that Gordon Hayward broke his ankle doing a basic alley-oop dunk, which
yes.
is basically all those guys do in those games. So don't tell me that they can't get injured in these games.
Well, then don't have the All-Star game. If you're worried about guys getting injured, then there shouldn't be an All-Star game.
The question is, a guy that sat out against two Eastern Conference opponents, one of the elite teams in the conference, sits out, and then the next game tomorrow, the next couple of days later, he's out there playing, throwing lobs.
And by the way, Kevin, I will tell you this. I think you have a valid point, and I will tell you this. It's a bad look for Kyrie Irving on doing this because here's the thing, Kevin, and I said it in the opening segment, and Greg concurred, and I'm sure you would, as much as I can tell that you have a lot of animus towards Kyrie Irving, and I can see where you're coming from to a certain extent. He has the Celtics by the balls.
Exactly, and that's my point. The Celtics, the way they're handling this Kyrie situation just proves that they're a great team of talent evaluators, but they're just not there yet.
Kevin, the Celtics organization is doing something that every other organization in the NBA would do. Do the exact same thing.
I don't think the Spurs would.
Yes, they would. They would.
No,
look how long that they let Kawhi Leonard. Look at how long they let Kawhi Leonard just kind of hang out there, and they were willing to bring him back.
And guess what, Greg? Greg Popovich was critical of him to the media. That's why he stayed out as long. Don't tell me. The way the Celtics are behaving right now proves that they are not losers, but not in the Patriots' pantry.
You can't compare any professional team to the New England Patriots.
I mean,
by the way, you don't think that Bob Kraft in the Patriots organization doesn't smooch the behind of Tom Brady? Of course they do.
Yeah, they
do. Of course they do. In the NBA is a totally different animal.
And it is
than
a players'
any
league.
Any other sport. It's a players' league, and you want to make your superstars happy. The Celtics have attached themselves to Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie Irving, Mark is right, Kevin is right, maybe it looks a little bad on Kyrie Irving or makes him look a little bit bad, but you know what? He wants to play. The organization says, hey, Kyrie, go ahead, play. Just take it easy. Only play a few minutes, but you know we don't want to hold you back.
No, and they haven't, and you can tell that he sat twice this year against Cleveland in some games, I think one against Brooklyn, where he gets nights off, and they're giving him those nights off, but then he's ready. If Kyrie Irving doesn't play against Golden State, the Warriors would have blown out the Celtics that night. You talk about single-handedly putting the entire team on his back, that's what he did, in spite of Gordon Hayward, who that night was garbage Hayward, who didn't hit a...
I thought it was Gordinary Hayward.
Well, no, that night he was garbage.
Well, is it Ordinary Hayward?
He was garbage that night. All right, we'll take
No, what's the other nickname?
Garbage. Oh, Gordinary Hayward.
It's Gordinary Hayward.
Normally it's
Gordinary. Or is it Ordinary? Is it Ordinary Hayward or Gordinary?
It's Gordinary.
Okay, because I want to get it straight.
No, you call Glenn Ordway Gordinary Ordway.
No, I just call him a big, fat load.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Who, by the way, I'm working with.
Gordon Hayward, who that night was garbage Hayward. He was
working
garbage.
Working with Glenn on Monday afternoon.
All right, well, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I can't wait. I might actually get a word in.
No,
Glenn, One more, Glenn.
Can I call him a bitch?
What, one more thing, Glenn. Glenn, can I speak? Glenn.
I'm back here on OMF.
One of those. All right, 617-779-7937. Lines are loaded. We'll come back with your phone calls next. Gordon Hayward, who that night was garbage Hayward.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to Dick and James. Greg Dickerson and Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
I spent the last 8 years trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do, trying to make my decisions and trying to validate the media, the other personnel, managers, anybody in this business, and I don't owe anybody so, yeah, I think that the confidence that I have in myself and my abilities, I want to be able to control what I want to control.
Has your mindset shifted, though, in regards to re-signing with Boston? Like, you know,
ask me July 1st.
It hasn't been fun for a long time, man. This is, it hasn't been fun for a long time. No matter, you know, winning or not, you know, the attitude is, you know, it is what it is.
Kyrie Irving and then Marcus Morris. I think on the Kyrie thing, again, not making an excuse for him. That was after a practice on a Friday morning shoot around prior to the Knicks game. And
the dastardly New York media.
Yeah.
Those scum.
Yeah.
They're the ones who dragged it out of them.
Yep. They did. So we'll take your phone calls. I like to say, give the number 617-779-7937, but the lines are all lit up. There's no line to get in. So let's go right to Peter in Worcester. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Greg, before I hop on you, I just want to make sure I understood your point. So yep. Davis basically says that he would reconsider signing in Boston. And you're saying you don't really believe him and it's just agent speak, right?
I don't know what to believe. I do believe that it is agent speak, yes. That I do believe.
So I'm having a tough time figuring out how that benefits Davis's side. So, for example, if I'm Davis in his camp and I really only want to go play with LeBron and the Lakers, the last thing I want to do is encourage the team with the most trading chips that they have a chance to re-sign me. I'd want to do the opposite. I'd want to eliminate as many teams as possible and force the Pelicans to take the Lakers off or whatever it could be. I wouldn't want to encourage the team to trade for me for a place I don't
But Peter, that's why Greg said he thinks that this latest thing that he admitted to this reporter is BS.
I also think, too, and you bring up, Peter, it's a good question and it's a good point, but I also think that Rich Paul, the agent of Anthony Davis, does not want to make this thing seem like it is a foregone conclusion, slam dunk to the Los Angeles Lakers, because the league is already looking at this thing with a fine-tooth comb, like, wait a minute, this thing was set and done from the beginning.
So you don't think the other teams that were on his not re-sign list, he wouldn't be able to put that put that spin on it, and he needs to get the team that has the most chips and who's been dying to trade for Davis for years in the mix? I can see where this makes sense for the Pelicans. They want as many teams bidding on Davis as possible to get the best package in return. And if Boston doesn't think they can re-sign him, they're not going to throw their package together. If I'm Davis in camp, the last thing I want to do is bring Boston into the mix and give Boston any encouragement whatsoever.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah, but if you shut down Boston, then the league's going to look at it and say, well,
no,
wait a minute.
There's plenty of other teams you can bring into the mix that would say, oh, yeah, we want to get involved in the Davis.
Yeah, but those teams aren't realistic, Peter. That's the problem.
Who
are you going to talk about bringing in?
Look at all the teams out there. You could bring the Knicks as a leverage point.
The Knicks are one. Are we going to bring in
Lakers?
Cleveland?
No,
Sacramento?
Clippers? Look at all the teams that have cleared off cap space.
The Clippers are already in there. The Clippers are already one of those teams that are supposedly in there.
Yeah, and that would be perfect because he's got this huge house out in L.A., and he wants to go to L.A. So you're not making like it's a foregone conclusion. It's the Lakers. There's plenty of teams that have cleared off cap space because this is such a huge free agency class. The last one you want to encourage is Boston if you truly only want to go to the Lakers, because I don't know all the other offers, but the Lakers offer is probably going to be the second or third best offer that the Pelicans could get for Davis.
Peter, I just know that agents spin the living hell out of stuff, and agents lie, and I know how that
hard
game
for,
works.
Hard for me to believe. I can't believe that in this business, in the world of sports.
I wish we kept Peter, because I wanted to ask him one other question. I understand his point, but I still think it's best for to keep the Celtics involved.
It's very smart business
from the agent standpoint.
It was stupid that Rich Paul and his father, Anthony Davis Sr., came out and said, my son doesn't want to play in Boston.
You eliminate the Celtics, the league starts looking deeper and deeper into this thing, thinking that this was, I'd go to Boston. And in the end, I say the agent is lying or the agent is throwing stuff out there. He may. Who knows? In the end, he may want to come to Boston, but I think the only way he comes to Boston is if you sign Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving,
of course,
is the first bowling pin that has to fall.
That's the linchpin.
If that falls and he re-signs here, then I think Anthony Davis would come here, a la Ray Allen came here via a trade. Kevin Garnett said, okay, he's there and Paul Pierce is there. All right, I've changed my mind. I'll go to Boston.
That's the cat. Kyrie is the catalyst in all this. This is why, people out there, get it out of your head. The Celtics are not better without Kyrie Irving. Bernie in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bernie.
Yes, I have three things, if that's all right.
Yeah.
First of all, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Is that number one, Bernie?
That is number one.
That is number one. Number okay, one. We got good two morning. Left. All right, we got two left.
Boston is better with Kyrie. And for people to say that Boston is not better without Kyrie is foolish.
We're on the same page, Bernie. Bernie, I love your phone call so far.
Thank you. Number two, I'm going back a few weeks. I don't know if you remember me. I called Mr. Dixon. You complimented me on my voice.
Okay, I do remember. You have a great voice.
Yeah, Dickerson. Dickerson's very aroused by your voice, Bernie.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Mr. James,
yep.
I owe you an apology.
Oh, for what?
I called and said the Pats were going to be 12-4, and you said they were going to be 11-5.
Oh. But you were semantics.
Hold on. I'm not done. You were also wrong because you said they would not make it to the AFC Championship game.
No, I bet on them. I bet on them every game in the playoffs.
Well, no, I know you did, but when you made your prediction, you were saying Houston in the AFC Championship game.
Oh, yeah, back in the regular season. Back in the regular season.
Yeah. And see, Bernie, he can't keep it straight. He makes different predictions depending on the
Dickerson
show.
Dickerson faded the Patriots. He picked against them every game. But
I stay with my predictions. Bernie, one week he goes, the Patriots are going to win. Next week, the Patriots are going to lose. That way he can say, I picked the Patriots. I was right.
Bernie, it's about the money where the mouth is. The money where the mouth is. All right, so what's your point about Kyrie? What else you got?
So my point about Kyrie is he's pig-headed, but he's a player. And like you guys, I agree, he should play in the All-Star game if he wants. That's up to him. You know, he was picked for it the whole bit.
I don't know why, Bernie, this made me mad that it initially, and then I've come down off the ledge a little bit about Kyrie Irving playing tomorrow. I'm not as upset over it. As long as he doesn't get hurt, I just felt as though coming off back-to-back games, if they were against garbage teams like Cleveland and Phoenix.
Well, Detroit's not a very good team.
Yeah, but they're in the A spot. They're right there on the play. But Philadelphia, he sat against the Sixers.
But Mark, we've seen many times where players say, I'll just say, they sit out on a game on Wednesday. They're 90%, but they're just not there. But then they get a couple of extra days rest, and by Friday or Saturday, they're fine.
Yeah.
Why can't that be the situation now, that he just wasn't there on Wednesday, but he's fine now? Okay.
Well, and the problem is that it's an All-Star game and not a league game.
Right.
And people can't see our line of thinking that, all right, well, he's going to get in there. It's not, it's more of a practice than it is a game.
Yeah, he's going half speed.
Yeah, so, and yeah, the last call, yeah, of course he can get hurt. Anyone can get hurt.
You can get hurt in a scrimmage. You can get hurt in a scrimmage. You can get hurt in three-on-three of practice.
Exactly. The point I want to make on the last caller about, you know, well, why don't they just, you know, get out there and say that he's going to the Lakers and stuff like that. I have to agree with you, Mr. Dixon. They can't do that. Because if you look around the league, the only one that's been absolutely vocal about wanting Anthony Davis is the Celtics. There may be other teams that want Anthony Davis.
Well, the Laker, I mean, in some indirect way, and I don't, when you say the Celtics have been vocal, it's only because the media has put that out there, so Danny Ainge and everybody else has to.
It's pretty well known.
But I mean, it's known, but they're not, like, coming out and saying, we want Anthony. They didn't come out with a press release.
Right.
You know, they're not doing that, but it's no secret. I mean, let's be real.
Hey, let me defend Kyrie in one more way in terms of the All-Star game. I think Kyrie's a pretty smart guy. I think if Kyrie went into this All-Star game, if he woke up this morning or woke up tomorrow morning and said, I'm not feeling right, he's not a dummy. I don't think he's going to play. If he feels like he's going to aggravate or exacerbate an injury any way, shape, or form, even by playing 10 light minutes in the All-Star game, he's not going to play. He's not stupid.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all lines still jammed on this Kyrie Irving
call.
Oh, okay.
Do we have to go to break yet?
No, we don't. All right, Jim in Groveland. Jim, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jim.
It's great to talk to you. I've been listening to you, Mr. Dickerson, for several years.
Oh,
so
thank you. Hey, Jim. Oh, all right. Jim, can I ask you one favor?
Sure.
And this goes to our, was it Bruce, our last caller? This goes to all our callers. My grandfather was Mr. Dickerson. I'm Greg. Please do not call me Mr. Dickerson. You could call up and go, "Hey, jackass. Hey, dummy."
Yeah,
I would take that better.
Like,
than
if
Mr.
you call
Dickerson.
In the midday show, you can say Mr. Arnold. You call in the afternoon show, you can say Mr. Ordway. But Greg's not that.
My grandfather was Mr.
Right,
Dickerson.
Right.
So what do you got, Jim? Now that we've cleared that up.
Yes.
Well, I have one point, but as I'm listening earlier, I have another point, and they're both pretty positive. But with the first one, I'm thinking with this team, I like the people that they have. I'm just wondering, can they bring in like a coach, like a character coach, like what the Patriots have? Bring somebody who kind of galvanizes them?
Well, I think what they need to do is, and what they needed to do beforehand, is they needed to bring in a character player. Character coach isn't necessarily going to work out. I think they needed a you know, I know he's with the Lakers now, but I'm just throwing out a name, a Tyson Chandler type of a guy, a player I think would have spoken more to the young players than a character coach.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's Gortat, there's a guy too. He went to an NBA Finals with Orlando in 2009.
I like him. I'm not looking at Gortat as a guy who's going to change the culture of the locker room. But
right, but Kyrie even mentioned
I'd like to have him on the team.
Kyrie mentioned that before. He talked about bringing in a 12-year vet and somebody there. And I just think that's the one thing we can all agree upon, whether you love Kyrie or you don't, whether you think he should play in the All-Star game tomorrow night or not, Jim, is that he has all the makings that any coach, owner, or GM want in a basketball player. He's an assassin with the ball. He's the best closer in the world. Better than my guy, Steph Curry. I will go with Kyrie Irving as a closer, not as a player. He's not a better player than Steph Curry, but he's a better closer in the NBA Finals than Steph Curry, because Steph Curry, let's be real, he hasn't won a Finals MVP yet. But the one thing about Kyrie, Jim, that lacks is that leadership. He doesn't have, and this is unfair because not many people do. He doesn't have that Tom Brady type leadership mentality to where everybody's gonna, you know, galvanize and get behind him. Yeah. Kyrie's more of a, you know, he's got a little that I don't want to say T.O., but he's got, you know, he's just a different, you know, he's a millennial.
He's a great player, well, right? He's just a great player.
With Tom Brady several years ago, I think, remember when Bill O'Brien kind of challenged him, and like Brady learned, you know?
Right.
And I think we're kind of witnessing that with Kyrie. Like Kyrie right now is what Brady was back in like 2009.
Like even Jim, even when Kyrie came out and said after the win, I was standing right next to him against Toronto, when they beat Toronto, and he came out and voluntarily offered his anecdotal personal phone call to LeBron that weekend and said how, you know what, I didn't appreciate you and what you were trying to do, just like these guys aren't appreciating me, what I'm trying to do here. He did it the wrong way. Like, calling LeBron, don't have an issue with. He just shouldn't have told the world he was doing it. That's all. 617-779-7937. Like when Dickerson tells me all the time, you know, he has problems, you know, with Mutt or Keefe. I don't tell the world about those two guys.
They don't threaten me at all. I think I'm so much better than Mutt and Keefe, so I have no problem with them
I'm
at all.
I'm going to tread lightly.
I mean, my Mutt and Keefe couldn't carry my headphone bag.
Right, right. By the way, did you see that new Twitter profile pic on Mutt and Callahan's Twitter handle?
Back at it here in the Herb Chambers Honda pregame show.
Yeah, it's Mutt, it's the new profile pic on Mutt and Callahan's Twitter handle. Look at it.
Okay.
He gives a new meaning to the phrase male pattern baldness.
Gotcha.
Just look at it.
Okay.
All right, 617-779-7937. The Pony Express, Dickerson and James.
You'll talk to me drunk or sober after Red Sox game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.